How to write a successful CV before applying for a job. Corinne Mills is Managing Director of Personal Career Management, which offers careers coaching. She says that a straightforward font and formatting is required, and the spelling must be checked and checked again. Poor spelling is the quickest way of getting a rejection, she says. She adds that people should check 5 or 6 adverts for a particular job and then use the common requirements to mould their CV. Many people think that one CV will fit all applications, but it needs to be a very targeted document for the role they are going for. Do some research so you understand what employers are looking for. Each CV needs to be tailored towards your own skills, experiences, and your job application. However, the DirectGov website has CV example templates for a care worker and for a construction worker. There is also a writing a CV fact sheet which can be downloaded. For those looking for a job, a database of jobs held by Job Centre Plus is a good place to start. In addition, there is a separate database of jobs in Northern Ireland. Skills Development Scotland has advice on finding a job, dealing with redundancy, and links to Scotland-specific job sites. Next Steps in England has advice including where to look for funding for courses to learn new skills. Careers Wales has bilingual advice, covers all these areas, and also includes help for job seekers under 19. CVs can be produced in a different format for job applications outside of the UK. For example, the equivalent of the CV in the US is the resume. This has much the same aims by outlining job talents, work history, education and career goals, as well as how a candidate's experience and skills would be suited to the job being advertised. One guide to writing resumes and cover letters is on the New York State Department of Labour's website. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.